Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyu. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Shall we bow down our heads and pray? Jesus, we bless you, Lord, this morning. Thank you that you are our light. You are our salvation. You are our source of help, a very present help in the time of need you are to us. We thank you, Father, that your plans for us are good plans. And your intentions for us are wonderful. Thank you, Father, that these things are revealed in your word. And so this morning, as we prepare our hearts to receive your word, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, may your Holy Spirit help us to be able to take in and accept everything that you want communicated to us in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, may your glory be seen. May your name be glorified. May your majesty be revealed in Jesus' mighty name. And let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
All right, give Jesus a big hand clap, everyone. God bless you and you may be seated. Colossians chapter 2, reading from verse 6 to 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him. And let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. And you will overflow with thankfulness. 2 Peter chapter 3. Reading from verse 17. You already know these things, dear friends. So be on guard. Then you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All glory to him, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation. Obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. All right. I want to continue with my teaching on after salvation, what next? After salvation, what next? I mentioned to you last Sunday that salvation is really the greatest miracle that a person can experience. Now, through this experience of salvation, you cross from death to life. From darkness to light. And then from condemnation to forgiveness and acceptance. But it's important to recognize that salvation is not just a destination. It is a new beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I was very excited when, by the grace of God, my wife and I had children. It took about 8 years before they came. In those 8 years were not easy years. But then after they were born, we didn't tell ourselves that mission accomplished. It was more of work begins. So having the children did not mean that we had arrived at a certain destination.
No.
It meant that a lot of work had begun. And especially because we had twins. It is not easy with one. Now you have buy one, get one free. It was not easy at all. And it was a lot of work. You finish with one, then the other one starts. I remember one of the nights, I was carrying one of them. And I was doing everything that I could to make him sleep. I sang all the songs that I knew. Roses whisper good night in the silvery light, asleep in the dew. They will wait for our view when the dawn peepeth through. God will wake them and you. When the dawn peepeth through, God will wake them and you. The boy said he won't sleep for the Lord to wake him up. One of the nights there, I couldn't take it anymore. I took him back to his mother. Said, behold your son. And left him with her. And found somewhere to go and lie. So it's a lot of work. And you never tell yourself when you have a child that it is done, I have arrived at my destination. Now, so it is with the Christian experience. Getting born again and getting saved is the beginning. It is not your destination. And there are several things that must come up after you are saved. Which is what I am sharing with you. And I'm sharing it particularly with anybody who got saved not too long ago. Because you must appreciate that now that I am saved, what next is expected of me? But this message is also very important and relevant for anybody who has been saved for some time, but there isn't much progress and development in your Christian experience. And alas, this is the situation with a lot of Christians. They've been saved for some years now. But when you look at them, you don't see much growth. And you don't see much progress. So after you are saved, there are certain things that must follow. And the first thing I shared with you is that after salvation, you must continue to follow Jesus.
Now,
Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And he is the one our eyes must be glued on. Whatever you do, continue to follow Jesus. Thank God for all the spiritual leaders that God gives to us. Like our pastors, our prophets, our bishops, or that mature Christian who is guiding you on the Christian path. They are all wonderful people. But understand that you must only follow them if they are following the Lord. And it is your Christian duty and responsibility to be sure that the path that they are leading you on, it's a path that leads to Christ. You may think that because they are supposedly more mature than you are, whatever path they are leading you on will lead to Christ. But the truth of the matter is that sometimes well-intentioned people end up going astray. And I cannot overemphasize the importance of you knowing God for yourself. And knowing the word of God for yourself. Now, have you noticed that every now and again, that thing comes up in our preaching? Because it is so essential for your progress in the Christian faith. Tell the person sitting by, you know God for yourself. What? Hallelujah. So, after salvation, you must continue to follow Jesus. Now, the next thing after salvation, you must grow in Christ and in the Christian faith. You must grow in Christ and in the Christian faith. Lift up your right hand with me. Say, after my salvation, I must grow in Christ and in the Christian faith. Say once again, after my salvation, I must grow in Christ and in the Christian faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the scripture, one of the scriptures we looked at, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. And I read it again. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is to depend daily on God's strength and favor. To depend on Him daily. And not only must you grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you must grow in your knowledge of Him. Now look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. It says, let your roots grow down into Him. And let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. And you will overflow with thankfulness. So you can see in these two scriptures we read that there is talk about growing, being built up. That suggests that after you were saved, after you're born again, you must grow. You must develop. You must mature. You must be established in the Lord. It is the expectation of every parent that my beautiful baby boy will grow. And when the child is not growing, or when his growth is funny, so you can't see whether the child is growing or he's retrogressing. Because there are some children, when you look at them, you ask yourself, is he an adult or is he a child? You know? It is when he opens his mouth to talk and then you realize that, he's grown. Because you see, there are certain things we expect to see with anybody who is growing and maturing.
If you say,
and when you don't see that with your child, and when his growth is stunted, you actually get worried. Hallelujah. So you see a child, 3 years, 4 years, he still wants to drink breast milk. So you can see this boy, he's holding bread in his left hand and he's attached to the mother's breast. When he buys the bread, then he turns to the breast and begins sucking. When you see something like that, something is not right. You have a serious problem. Pardon? I am dialing Pastor Elvis's number. He stopped around what age? Oh, it's not true. Pastor Elvis, is it true? He needs to be born again. Because what he's saying is very serious. That at the age of 6, 7, 8, you go and play football. Then when he comes back, he comes to continue drinking of the breast milk. No, I refuse that. That's not right. That's not right at all. And guess what? Our Heavenly Father is very disturbed that after we are saved, we are not growing. We are not maturing. We are not developing in the Lord. And what does it really mean to grow in Christ and in the faith? What it means is that you are becoming more like Jesus. It means that you are increasing in your knowledge and understanding of God and the things of God. It means you are becoming more mature. So when a person is growing in Christ and in the faith, these are the things you expect to see. Number one, you are becoming more like Jesus. How was Jesus?
Yes, you know what I'm saying.
He was righteous.
No, or your training.
He was kind.
No, or
he was full of love.
No, or dash and ma.
He was a blessing to many lives. So after you become saved, we should see some of these signs in your life that you are becoming more like Jesus. People that you live with must be able to testify of you that things are getting better with you. If every week you used to insult 12 people, reduce it to about 3. It's
a
sign of progress. It's supposed to go away completely. You cannot fight with everybody in the compound house. You can't always be insulting people. You can't always keep using the same bad words all the time. You can't sleep all over the place. There must be some change. And God is expecting that after we are saved, we should be becoming better people. It doesn't mean that you are perfect,
though.
I'm not talking about perfection here. Perfection is something that we must strive towards. But in our daily Christian life, there should be evidence that we are getting closer
there.
Because it is only when we come out of this earthly body that we will attain to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, there must be real, tangible progress and growth in our Christian life. So must your knowledge and your understanding of God and the things of God. It must increase. You should know more about the word of God. You should know more about the things of God. And do you know why we have Bible classes as the first part of this service? It is a sincere effort. It is an earnest effort to get every member of the Shepherd's Fold Restoration family to increase in their knowledge and understanding of God and the things of God. Because that is one of the clear signs that you are actually growing in God and in the Christian faith. I'm expecting that after you are saved, you should become more mature. Where you don't behave like a child. Everything, you are angry. Everything, you are bored. Everything, you are crying. Because one of the signs of a baby is they cry a lot. And everything, they are crying. Even what they are not supposed to cry about, they are crying. When you see that with a child of God, and I'm saying again that there are some of us, we've been Christians for many, many years, but we cannot handle challenges and opposition and troubles. Every small challenge that comes our way, we are falling away. We are backsliding. We want to leave the faith. You cannot just, as a result of the challenges you are having with somebody, you decide that I won't serve God again. Or I won't come to church again. That's not mature. That is very childish. And the Spirit of God is working on us. And we must cooperate with Him. So that all that childish behavior will be put away. So when you grow in Christ, and you're growing in the Christian faith, these are some of the things that we expect to see. And the question, ladies and gentlemen, is that what actually gives rise to this growth in the Lord? There are a number of things. One of them is you must read and study your Bible every day. You must read and study your Bible every day. If you are going to grow in Christ and in the Christian faith. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 and 3.
Peter ngumedika itre mienu edekono.
As newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. What will make you grow? What will make you grow? The spiritual milk of the word. New King James Version. This version is saying something that I don't like. As newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the
word.
Of the word. pure milk of the word. And he says, as newborn babes. Because when you become born again, you are like a baby. And what will make the baby grow? What will make the baby grow and do well? Milk is not fufu any abenkatin konto. That's not what the child needs. A child that we just gave birth to. Ampesie.
Bodie.
Any bodie. Bodie. Ubeku akola no. Bodie any entrowa froye. What are you doing to the child? Look. Obe minten. You are killing the child. And that's the thing, eh? A baby doesn't need anything else. Than breast milk. Because everything is inside the breast milk. The yam is in it. The fufu is in it. The ice cream is in it. Even the water is in it. Yeah. So the medical experts will tell you that you must try and do exclusive breastfeeding for how many months? 6 months. Because all the medication, all the vitamins, all the things that he needs to grow and do well is where? In the breast milk. So the Bible is also saying to the born again child of God that you must desire the pure milk of the word as a newborn baby so that you may grow thereby. So the word of God makes you grow. Look at Joshua chapter 1 verse
8.
It says, New Living Translation, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it day and night. Will you agree with me that you cannot meditate on it except you're reading it? And if you're supposed to meditate on it day and night, it means that you should read it daily. So you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. That means there'll be progress and advancement and development in your life. And key to this is the word of God. We must read it every day and meditate on it daily. And look at another scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 and 17. It says all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us, to teach us what is true, and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. So this scripture is showing us some of the benefits of the word of God. And all these benefits lead to growth and development. Because one of the signs that you have grown is when you know what is right and what is wrong. One of the signs that you have grown is when you can be corrected. And the word of God is what makes all these things happen. And so if you are going to grow in Christ and in the Christian faith, you need the word of God. You must read the Bible and meditate on it daily. Read and meditate or study it daily, which is why as a church, every single day of the week, there is a portion of scripture to memorize, there's a portion of scripture to read. We are on a campaign to read through the entire Bible within this year,
2025.
So we do all these things because we are pressing on for your sake to ensure that you grow and develop. When you get the notification on your phone that Pastor James has posted the scripture, don't look at it and say, "Me dey chere."
Se utwa na unso phone so notification number na so for James dey atose say kan ya. Men ka say, "Oh."
Don't say in your head that they are always worrying now. Every time message.
Men ka say, "Mo dey say ni mu an dey pia na mo dey message ba sa."
We are worrying you.
E titim.
We are worrying you.
How are na?
Some of you have even muted your phone. where the shepherds, you have some guy friend is saying,
Shepherds
Fold Restoration Family. It's like that platform. You have muted it. You don't want to get any notification. Why? Why are you doing? Look, ask the person sitting by. Why are you doing that? tell the person, it's not nice.
And you cry.
Tell the person, it's not nice. And then tell the person, stop that rough day. Then another thing that you must do to grow in Christ and grow in the Christian faith. You got to pray every day. You got to do what? You got to do what? Pray every day. Luke 18:1.
Look at it.
One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. They should always pray and never give up. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Never stop praying. Never stop praying. Now, when you put these two scriptures together, the import of these scriptures is to simply get us to understand that we must pray every day. And when you pray more, you grow in Christ and in the faith. When you spend time praying, you get closer to God and you know Him better. You can never know somebody well if you don't spend time with a person. You may just know about the person, but to really know the person well, it calls for spending quality time with the person. Now, most of you, your knowledge of me is very superficial on the surface. You know my name. You may know my
number.
You may know the car I drive. You may know my office. You may know my wife. You may know my children. But that's not all there is to know about me. But there are people in this church, they know more about me. So for example, you don't know that I'm an engineer. I retired long time ago. But the gifts and callings and the qualifications of God are without repentance. And, you don't know, for example, that I'm a twin. You think you know my name. Do you know that I'm called Achu? I'm giving all the information. Yeah. So I'm giving you the information to just demonstrate something to you. That it is a certain close communion and relationship with me that will make you know me well. And when it comes to God, You cannot get to know him well, which will help you to grow, by just having a superficial relationship with him. You will grow as a child of God when you spend time with him in prayer. Because the thing about prayer is that you're speaking to God, and guess what? He speaks back to you. And he speaks to you through his word and through his spirit. So when you go before God in prayer, don't just go talk. Listen for his voice
also.
And that is why your prayer times must be supported by the reading of the Holy Scriptures. Have you noticed that when we have our prayer rendezvous, there are always scriptures that are quoted to support the prayer points? Where don't just put up the prayer points and that, shall we open our mouth and pray against the witches and the wizards that are fighting against us in our business? Shall we pray? Fire. And then next prayer point, I want you to pray and bind your boss who is sitting on your promotion. Shall we pray? Bonitio. And then next one, shall we pray against anybody who is standing in the way of our blessing, your visa, your child, your husband? Deal with them in the realm of the spirit. Asakata yabata. What? I'm using my machine gun. I'm shooting. What is that? There's a reason why we always attach the scriptures to every prayer point. Because for proper effective communication with God, it must be backed by the word of God. And these two things help us to grow. Reading the word of God, studying the word of God, and praying every day. So if you went to Sunday school, you must have been taught the song. Read your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Watch the people sitting by you who are not singing the song. They didn't go to Sunday school. They did not go some. They rather went to play games. Because if you had gone small, at least you will know this song. There is no Sunday school in the world where they don't teach. Read your Bible, pray every day, and they take you through the motion if you want to. So as I'm doing that, you're asking yourself, yes, yeah, patana. And then yes, yeah, patana. We are not building a hut.
Yes, yeah, patabia.
We are demonstrating growth.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So reading the word of God daily, praying daily, they help you to grow. Then the other things that help us to grow in the Lord is fellowshipping with other believers and coming to church regularly. They help you to grow. Hebrews chapter 10 verse
25.
And the Bible says, and let us not neglect our meeting together. Let us not neglect our meeting together. And this is not a political meeting. It's not a political rally. It's not talking about a union meeting at your workplace. It is obviously talking about meeting together as believers, as Christians. And the Bible says we should not neglect our meeting together as some people do. But we must encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Ladies and gentlemen, when you meet together in church like this, when you meet as a body of Christians, assembly meetings, departmental meetings,
prayer meetings,
teaching services, when we meet together in that manner, notice what the Bible talks about. It says, but encourage one another. And when we meet together, we are encouraged. And when you are encouraged, you are built up. One of the reasons why people go down is because they don't have any encouragement. But when you encourage people, you kind of strengthen them and you help them to press on and persevere, which is a sign of growth and progress. And when we spend time together as Christians, we end up becoming more spiritually strong. And we maintain a certain spiritual fervor. And don't tell me that I want to do virtual. I want to do what? Virtual. You want to do the idea? Virtual church service. That is where you are sitting in your bedroom, wearing that your not so nice looking boxer shorts, and you are watching the service, and you tell yourself that, oh, today I'm doing virtual church service.
It
is no substitute for showing up in person in the church. Virtual church services and church meetings came to address a need that arose, especially during the COVID period.
Yes, sir. I sorry, you know, if mobile phone,
And the truth is that sometimes you want to be physically present, but for some reason you cannot be. That is when the virtual takes care of that need of yours. But virtual church services and meetings are no substitute for meeting in person. And the Bible says we should not neglect our meeting together. And there's an illustration that is used to buttress this point. About the importance of meeting together. You have a coal pot with charcoal in it. You've lighted the fire. And you can see that it is burning red hot. And you see that all the different coal units in the fire are ablaze. When you take out one of the burning coals, and you separate it from the rest of the coals that are burning, in just a little while, that coal that you separated will die off. The fire of that coal will quench. And that is what happens to believers who do not make it a practice of joining other believers in fellowship, in spending time together. They die. Spiritual death. And they don't grow. They don't mature. So we must go to church regularly and fellowship with other believers if we want to grow in Christ and in the faith. And let me give you some guidelines. Make sure you go to a good church. Because now, what is happening around, you can easily lose your salvation. A good church is a church where the name of Jesus is upheld. A good church is a church where the true word of God is taught. It's a place where you can see growth in your Christian experience. It's a place where you be drawn closer to God. Any church where you are directed more to the pastor than to Jesus, there's a problem with that church. And when it is like that, run for your life. Because you're on a very dangerous place. And being in church and experiencing the communion of other believers also requires that you should be active and join a department in the church. You must join something in the church. You cannot just come and go. You must develop close friendships with other colleagues in that department. And this will help to establish you in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the other thing that will help you to grow in the Lord, and I end with that, is you must become a witness for Jesus. And you must become a soul winner. I want you to understand, my friend, that part of God's plan for your life in saving you is to use you to save others. And when you avail yourself for God to use, invariably you find yourself growing in the Lord. Because for you to be able to take care of another Christian, you need to be at a higher level than he or she. And so God's expectation is that we will all rise up and become soul winners. It helps us to grow in the Lord. And in Matthew 4:18-19, one day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon also called Peter and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. And Jesus called out to them, come follow me and I will show you how to fish for people. And that is God's plan for each and every one of us, that after we are saved, he wants us to become soul winners. And when you embrace that calling, it kind of pushes you to grow, because somebody is looking up to you, and it helps you to order your path well. And so when you are not involved in these things, you realize that you don't really progress much in the faith. But as a soul winner, you'll be compelled to know a lot of scriptures. You'll be compelled to know more of the word of God, because when you go out there talking to people, they will ask you fantastic questions. As you try to win souls, you meet people with problems. You need to mature in the Lord and be able to pray for them. Lay your hands on them. These things help you to grow in Christ and to grow in the Christian faith. Now I want to end. After salvation, the next one, you must work hard to walk in obedience. After salvation, you must strive to bear fruits. And the last one, after salvation, you must press on to the very end and you must not give up. I cannot go through all these points, but I think that you've heard enough to convince you that after you are saved, there are other things that we must see in your life. And I pray that all of us will begin to grow and develop in the Lord. If you're a new Christian, you must develop in the Lord. You must follow Jesus. You must work hard to obey Him. You must bear fruits. You must grow in the Lord. And you must press on and never give up. And if you've been a Christian for many years, you need to assess yourself. Am I really following Jesus as I ought to? Am I growing in Him and growing in the Christian faith? Am I committed to fellowship with the brethren? Or I've been running a shift system in the church. This week I am here, the next week I'm not in church. What kind of Christian are you? Are you working hard to obey the Lord? Are you bearing fruits? Are you pressing on, or you are thinking of falling away from the faith? Ladies and gentlemen, after we are saved, there are many other things that must happen. And by the grace of God, we are going to press on and persevere and pursue all these things that must be done, so that our progress in the Christian faith will be obvious to all.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus, rise to your feet, and let's close in the next 6 minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. God bless you. You may be physically present here, or you may be watching us. But it's important for you to answer the question. Am I saved? Is Jesus the Lord and Savior of my life? Have I opened my heart to Him? Listen, my friend. This decision is a decision that cannot be delayed any longer. And the Bible says, today when you hear His voice, harden not your heart. And in everything that I've said today, is the voice of God speaking to you, trying to get your attention. Today I want to pray with you before you exit the service. And I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Salvation is an individual affair. And it is something you consider, not thinking about what somebody else is doing. It's a matter between you and your God. And today I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you, my friend, who is also watching us. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to say, Pastor, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to receive Him as my Lord and Savior. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to take this important and wisest decision of your life. Wherever you are, please lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. I see your hands. Lift them up very clearly. Very clearly. Please don't think about anybody. It's between you and your God. God bless you. I see your hands lifted. If you've lifted your hands, don't be afraid. Move from your chair and come to me right in front here. Ignore everybody and come. I saw you. Come to me now. I saw you, my dear sister in yellow. I saw you, my dear brother in that nice captain chest. Come. Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. Don't think that something bad is going to happen to you. So come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I will also deny you before the Father. So if you lifted your hands, don't change your mind. It is not too late for you to step forward. So come to the Lord right now. Come to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's all right. Don't force anybody. It's all right. Now, I'm going to pray with you, my friends. Listen to me. There's a reason why you find yourself here. It's not by accident. It's not by chance that you came to church today. I want to tell you that God loves you. And Jesus loves you. And he wants to be part of your life. Because he wants to make your life beautiful. And he wants to give you a certain purpose for your life. This morning I'm going to pray with you. It's a simple prayer. I'll say the words. And I want you to repeat them for me. But mean everything that you say. As if you are standing alone before God. He's speaking to you. And my friends out there are going to help us. Let's all pray together and say, dear Lord Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Oh God, please forgive me for all my sins. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. And you are mine. I will serve you. I will live for you for the rest of my life. Oh God, I believe in Jesus. I confess he is Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead and that he's alive forevermore. Today, I receive him as my Lord, my King, my Master, my everything. Please write my name in the book of life. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And let everybody say, amen.
Amen.
Why don't you clap your hands up to Jesus? Can I shake your hand? What's your name, my friend? Samuel.
Samuel.
God bless you. And your name, bro? Eric.
Eric.
God bless you. Pleased to meet you. Mama, edini edenya. Auntie Sisia Menyo. Yami Islamo. God bless you all. And you know what? Today you've taken the first.
And now what you are more papa who here pa
and this is what I shared with you. When I know what today what has happened to you?
And adia simwa bra bomuin
is what happened to me more than 30 something years ago.
And fear bebre mu na sadie ne to na bra bom sa.
I also went to church.
Also kwa so say ya.
Heard the word of God.
Otie nyame asem.
An invitation was given.
And e busa asem hwan person of Jesus.
I responded to
it. And so for Jesus say me dey me for Jesus.
And it was a very huge church.
I
walked all the way from the back to the front. And the pastor prayed with me. And I gave my heart to Jesus. Initially, I didn't feel any difference. But as the weeks went by, I knew that something had changed. And God has been with me all these years. And as he's taking care of me, he will take care of me. But I want you to commit to him. And I want you to come to church every Sunday. Come early by 9 o'clock, be here. Because there are some more things that we want to teach you. So that you can grow and mature in the Lord. Because after your salvation, there are other things that you must do. You're welcome to the family. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.